Snoopy. It is an honor to be on Snoopy's CD. Snoopy and I have been friends for the past year. I thank God every day for his friendship. I have been a Christian for the past 12 years. I want to explain to everyone how I found Jesus Christ. I was listening to a Christian radio station in 1996. A sermon came on about putting on the full armor of God. In the middle of it, the pastor explained that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to earth and died as a sacrifice to atone for the sins of all. This was God's gift of grace, the pastor said, and through Christ's death and resurrection, everyone who believes in him has eternal life. I accepted what the pastor said and asked Jesus Christ into my heart. My life has never been the same again. God has gifted me with talents I didn't know I had, including programming a speech synthesizer called Deck Talk to sing. I have been interested in Deck Talk since the year 2000. I listened to text files that other people made with Deck Talk and wondered how to make Deck Talk sing. I didn't understand what I was reading, however. It seemed like mumble jumbo for 7 years. One day in 2007, I finally realized how to make Deck Talk sing. It's a combination of phonetics, time values, pitches, and rest. Once I discovered how to make Deck Talk sing, it was time for me to make my own songs. The first song I ever programmed with Deck Talk was Edelweiss from The Sound of Music. I have been programming Deck Talk ever since. I program all Deck Talk songs by ear. I know that my style is unique, but it's the way that I make Deck Talk sing. Making Deck Talk sing is a challenge for anyone, but it can be done with persistence, patience, and practice. The rest of my talk is aimed primarily at parents who are raising disabled children. However, anyone who listens may find something interesting. I have two pieces of advice which could be helpful for you in raising your child. These are things that I have learned over the years because I have a disability myself. I hope that my advice will be of benefit. First of all, it's important to focus on what your child can do and not on what they can't. Focus on the positive, not the negative. Your child can do things if given a chance. Let me give a story to illustrate my point. When I was 11, I wanted to learn how to cook. My mother is the only person in my house who knows how to cook. My father tried to cook once, but he tried to cook dirt, and that little experiment didn't turn out too well. Dad was trying to sterilize the dirt. He put the pot of dirt in the microwave and set it for a minute. After 30 seconds, the pot of dirt got so hot that it started to burn. My father took the pot of dirt out of the microwave and started carrying it to the garage. On the way, the bottom of the pot fell out because the dirt was so hot, it burned a hole through the pot. There was dirt everywhere. The microwave smelled like dirt for weeks. So kids, don't try this at home. Trying to sterilize dirt in the microwave is not a good idea. When I was 11, I wanted to learn how to cook. I went to Mother and said, Mom, I want to learn how to cook. You're the best cook in the house, and I want to learn how to cook just like you. She said, Well, I appreciate you telling me that, but I'm really concerned about something. I said, What? She said, I'm concerned about you learning how to use the stove. You can't see, so I'm afraid you will burn the house down or hurt yourself. I said, I know, but I want to learn how to cook. I'm 11 years old. I should be able to cook for myself. But she kept going back to her fears and concerns. That summer, a gentleman from the Agency for the Blind came. He was an independent living specialist. He tried to teach me the basics of cooking. I remember trying to cook brownies. And I felt such a feeling of exhilaration and happiness that finally I was learning how to cook. But when he left, my mother's fears took over. I kept reminding her that I wanted to learn how to cook, and she kept telling me about her concerns about me learning how to use the stove. As a result, my desire to cook was put on hold for 13 years. When I was 24 years old, I had had enough. I was sick and tired of not knowing how to cook. I went to my vocational rehabilitation counselor at the Agency for the Blind and said, I want to learn how to be more independent. I want to learn how to do things that my mother doesn't know how to teach me. So I was put on the waiting list. And strange as it may seem, the same gentleman who came out to my house when I was 11 came back again. This time, we sat down and went over the goals that I wanted to achieve and learn, the things that I wanted to practice and practice and practice until I knew what I was doing. They included cooking, vacuuming, and doing laundry. Now, the cooking was the first thing because I had wanted to do it for 13 years. We started with the basics like pouring and putting things into measuring cups. And then we got to the oven and the stove. The independent living specialist put dots on the stove so that I knew where to turn the dials to set the temperature. I cooked cookies for the first time. And again, I felt that feeling of exhilaration and happiness that finally I was learning how to cook. And those were the best cookies I ever ate. Then we went into vacuuming. Now, this was something that the independent living specialist had vaguely touched on when he was there previously, but I had forgotten how to do it. What I learned was to utilize the vacuum in a circle motion and vacuum only parts of the room, then move into the next section. The final thing I learned was how to do laundry correctly. Now, my mother had wanted me to learn how to do laundry when I was 11. So when the independent living specialist was out the first time, he put dots on the washer and dryer. That way I could do laundry myself. Well, that was great. But about 10 years later, the washer and dryer broke. So I was unable to do laundry for the next 3 years. I explained everything that I just said to the independent living specialist, and he put new dots on the new washer and dryer so that I could do laundry again. And I was very pleased because finally I could be more independent in laundering my own clothes. That's the key. That's the important thing about helping your child to be more independent and trying new things. The key is being willing to try new things. Yes, there will be challenges, but they can be conquered. Focus on what your child can do, not on what they can't. And most importantly, focus on the positive, not the negative. And remember, your child needs to learn new things over time. So try to be patient with your child. My second piece of advice is to seek information when you are uncertain what to do. First of all, you may wish to see if there is a support group in your area for people with disabilities. If you attend a support group meeting, you may be able to obtain valuable tips and advice for raising your child and accomplishing skills. I am a facilitator in a support group in my local area, and I know how beneficial a support group can be. My other advice for gaining information is to look on the internet. Now, the internet did not exist when I was growing up, but now the internet is available. You can go online and type in your favorite search engine, raising blank children, where blank is the type of disability your child has. And there is a very strong guarantee that you will get results. There is so much information out there. Now, the internet did not exist, as I previously stated. However, what my parents did have as a resource was the Agency for the Blind. Now, I was born prematurely, and I lost my sight 2 weeks after I was born due to having too much oxygen. I was in the hospital for 5 months. Fortunately, my parents knew about the State Agency for the Blind and contacted them during my hospitalization. When I came home after 5 months, a representative from the state agency was there. I began learning valuable skills and have been receiving services from them all of my life. The state agency has been very helpful, and I have learned a lot. But no matter what state agencies are out there, it's important to seek information and find the agencies that can help you and your child to cope with your child's disability. Now, the most important thing is being willing to learn. That's the key above all that I've just said. I hope that my advice has been helpful. Now I would like to introduce the song that I programmed for Snoopy CD. I programmed it because Snoopy was unable to obtain the sheet music. Programming Deck Talk to sing this song was a challenge because I had never programmed Deck Talk to sing with music in the background. However, after 100 hours of work and 2 weeks, I did it. And now, Sweeter Medley.